Mama, a word that we all know, a word some of us hear 1,000 times a day, and some are anxiously waiting for.
It's a title accompanied by immense joy, deep loss, and hearty laughter.
I'm Aubrey.
And I'm Marin.
We love mamas, and we love your strength and your sacrifice. We honor your easy days and the days where you hide in a closet.
Because we have them too.
We know that moms need moms, and that's where we come in.
And the best part is, you can show up in your messy buns and sweatpants and we'll never know.
In fact, we're probably in ours too.
We hear you and we want to connect with you. This is your community.
So welcome to our sisterhood.
Welcome to our circle.
Welcome to the mamahood. Hey mamas, welcome to a very special and highly requested episode of the Mamahood Podcast. We are so excited today to bring you two of our very special and most favorite guests because they're our husbands.
Hey guys, say hello.
Hello.
They're a little nervous.
We are so honored to have Shay Grossen and Dallinger Bay here today, and we want to recognize that it isn't easy to get them on the show because they are usually the ones wrangling our kids. So our husbands really are the unsung heroes of the podcast because they make everything we do possible and they support us so much. And many of you may not know this, but my husband, Dallin, actually edits and produces the show for us.
Okay, so today we are going to start with kind of a husband's tell-all portion of the show.
Think like the men tell-all from The Bachelorette, but...
This time
without all of the fighting and arguing, unless
that's kind of the best part. Unless
let's bring some drama.
I ask the right questions, I might get Obs and Shay.
Some drama.
Yeah, we need some drama, yeah. Shay. Bring it.
Don't bring out the bones.
Oh my gosh. So, we're also going to talk about love languages today, which should be fun, but we kind of get to put our husbands in the hot seat a little bit today with a few questions we have too. So,
okay, so I feel like we should ask our special guests what we ask all of our guests, which is for them to share a win or a fail from their parenting.
So, like a dadahood win or fail? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Dallin really likes to talk about the data.
I, I want to make the Datahood podcast.
Oh, so, either a win or a fail.
Okay. Okay, I'll get. I have a funny fail. Okay, so there was there was one weekend where it had just been a little bit rough. Okay, the kids have been crazy. We've been dealing with all this, you know, crazy stuff, and I tend to be the one that, you know, has the discipline with them and everything. And my oldest son, at the end of the weekend, you know, the next morning, you know, on Monday when I was going to go to work, I went and I said, "Hey Hudson, how did you do? How did you sleep last night?" He looked at me and said, "Dada, go to work now." He was done.
He was done with
me for the weekend.
Dawn
I had just
done.
Been too disciplined-y. It made me feel sad.
Hudson was ready for you to
he
go to work.
He was ready for me to go to Gwerk.
Gwerk.
Oh,
that's what
so
it is
cute.
In our house. Gwerk.
So that's a fail.
Okay.
Yeah,
about
I think
you,
it's
Shane?
A lot easier to think of the fails. So the fail that came to my mind was the first weekend where I had our oldest two just by myself because Aubrey was at one of her blogger
things
retreats.
What are you going to about?
Parties,
what
whatever they
say?
Are.
I haven't heard this yet.
No, you know this story. So I planned this super fun weekend just to be the favorite dad.
Wait, and kind of to preface, so Shay's kind of more like the stay-at-home mom.
Excuse me, you cannot cut into my stories.
You have the mic, Shay.
Yeah.
Okay. She has the mic.
This is my first time doing this, and I can't afford to have people just cut me off like that.
Okay, go for
so
it.
So anyways, planned this best weekend ever.
I totally just got cut out.
Excuse
okay,
me, still.
Okay, go.
Anyways, again, it was going off great. I invited my brother just as to help me with having two kids, small kids in the pool with just me.
Smart.
And so my oldest, our five-year-old, he was going down all the slides. He loves water slides. But on one slide, he was getting up out of the slide and he slipped and hit his chin on the edge of the slide.
Oh,
ouch. That hurt.
And got gashed pretty good. So I took him to the lifeguard. Lifeguard looked at it and he said,
and
I'll just...
You're kind of queasy when it comes to blood and guts.
Really.
A little bit.
And so he just put a Band-Aid on. The kid was like 14 years old. So I was like, I'm not sure that is going to do it.
That's not the best medical. He's not a medical professional.
Yeah.
He just throws a Band-Aid on.
So we could go out and swim some more, but the Band-Aid's like falling off, obviously, in the water, and it's still bleeding. Yeah, I could just tell that it's not getting any better. So we went to the head. I asked for the head lifeguard, or whoever was in charge, and they said, yeah, you're going to need to go to Instacare and probably get some stitches.
<Yeah.
laughs> So my brother takes our 18-month-old home, and I take the 5-year-old over to the Instacare, and he gets...
Seven
or eight.
Oh, so he got stitches.
It was quite a good amount.
Oh,
so.
Gosh.
And I was out of town. It was the saddest thing ever.
Oh,
that was
stinks.
A fail. For sure.
Thank you.
I think it's a win that you
didn't listen to the 14-year-old, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, chlorine fixes everything.
I know.
Good thinking. Yeah. Let's dive into some of our husband's tell-all questions now. Some of these are from our listeners, and some are just from us trying to get the nitty-gritty out of you guys.
All right.
So, just to start, Shay and Obbs, I mean, let's... We got a lot to get through, so we'll all kind of tell the shorter version.
Are you telling us not to ramble?
Shay and Obbs, I'm telling you not to ramble.
All right.
You got one shot on our show.
We have a problem with that.
You got one shot.
If you don't pass,
it's not going well.
You're never coming back. Tell us all how you met and your little love story in a nutshell.
Well, I met Shay on the night of the Mama's podcast launch. Oh, sorry. Okay.
And was it love at first sight?
It was.
Yeah,
it was.
Connection. We knew what each other were going through.
Oh my gosh. We knew what each other was going through with you guys. It was a party. Okay.
It was a party with like 1,000 women and me and Shay hiding in the
Shay,
corner.
What was your thoughts when you first saw Aubrey? Across the
wow.
cafeteria or wherever it was. Tell us.
It was through a car window, actually, in my driveway.
Oh,
and I was only 15.
Aww.
So it was just, I was smitten at first sight.
Look how nice he's being right now. That is so nice.
Even though it was her friend that was coming over to see me.
So you're like, forget that friend.
Yeah.
No, she's,
wait,
best,
so what
she's my best friend still. So let me just backtrack because that was a little bit confusing.
It really wasn't.
It's intriguing.
So my best friend, still to this day, she's one of my best friends, but his first date was with my best friend. And they went to like a dance or something.
Remember, we don't have a whole lot of time on this podcast.
It's just the good deets.
This is what I came for.
So, anyways, where do I even begin?
I'm doing the same thing to you, which you did to me.
Okay, you continue on then.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
So, anyways.
Are you serious? He does. So, anyways. Yeah, so the car was just like first meeting him ever. And my friend wanted to take him a Frosty, and I secretly ate half of the Frosty, and I was like, oh, sorry, you want to give this to him? So he ate half of my Frosty the day we met.
First saliva exchange.
Oh my gosh.
First saliva exchange. And that was our first kiss.
I hate the word saliva.
She does. That's why I said it.
Makes me gag. Oh my gosh.
If there's one thing Maren hates, it is saliva. It's like
she's
in
had
general.
Bad experiences at the dentist. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can't. Yeah,
that's
I don't
true.
Like that there's a saliva
gross.
Sucker at the dentist because I'm just like, where's all of the saliva going? And then who dumps it out? Like, this is where my mind goes when I'm at the dentist.
Well, I guess it's true. Where does that all go? I don't know.
I don't
that's
know.
So
dental
disgusting
assistant Obbs,
yeah,
where does the
know.
Saliva go?
It goes through a trap, and then you have to clean out the trap.
Does that saliva stick get
clean
very well?
Out?
No, the saliva goes like down the drain, but there's stuff that the suction cleans out. That
okay, so it goes
in
the sewer.
Like the food pieces and the other things stuck in the
crowns,
teeth.
Crowns, yeah.
Ugh.
Composite. feeling
saliva.
That is so
anyways, okay, first dance.
Okay, so then we started dating after that really fast, but off and on because pressure from parents. And after high school, you know, I go off for 2 years on a church mission. She goes off and does her partying and college life.
Oh my gosh.
Multiple lovers and things like that.
Oh my gosh.
When I get home, I try and come back. She's engaged.
That is true.
And then she's mad at me because
he wrote me once
didn't really
a year.
Write, but
once a year.
You know, I was in Hungary. It was,
that's AKA
the mail service isn't great.
Two letters, if you didn't do the math.
Lo and behold, we running into each other 2 years later because her engagement falls through. And then pretty fast after that, it was just back to how it was and never looked back.
Okay, let me rephrase the ending of that. So let me just give a little more detail because I feel like that's the difference between men and women. Like,
that's exactly
just,
how I would tell the story.
I know,
as well.
But like you're missing the good
like
details.
I went and then I came like, back. Like the girls want to hear like, and then it was yeah, like great.
But the girls want to hear all the like gushy details. So he came home from his mission. Like he wrote me this letter that was like, I want you back. I want a second chance, blah, blah, blah. No, I was mad at him. So yeah, so I went and dated more people. I know.
All the high school things I gave her, thrown in the trash.
Stop it. He just brought up my biggest regret of my whole life.
That's why we're doing this.
I'm not the only bad one.
And then he took me, because he was a crappy friend for 4 years, he took me out and celebrated 4 years of celebration. So 4 years of birthday. He's like, I missed a few birthdays and Christmases and New Year's. So we did like a birthday celebration for dessert. And he told the waitress it was my birthday. And then took me out and did Chinese New Year. It was kind of cute. So
that's cute. See?
See, you can't leave out some of the details. Okay.
How did we meet, Dal?
We don't remember how we met. We've tried so many times
wait,
to remember.
Are you serious?
The first time that we met, it's because we had the same group of friends, and so we all just got together and played night games. We know what we did. I remember her pulling up in her friend's Mini Cooper thing, but we don't actually like remember the moment that we talked to
that
each other for the first time.
Our eyes locked.
Locked and first.
Yeah, sorry. We saw each other from across the hall. I looked through the car window. I knew.
But did you guys go to the same high school?
No.
No.
We did not.
We just met through mutual friends that were all friends across different high schools. And
the thing is, so I liked doing music stuff, and I had some friends that did music, and they had been trying to get me. I like doing sports stuff too. And then they were trying to get me to be in place, and I thought, no, I'm not going to do that. That's ridiculous. I'm not going to dance around up there. No. And they said, oh, well, there's this really fun group. You've got to go and do this really fun group of things. And they convinced me to go. And I didn't realize it quite what it was at first. And then I was trying out. And then they were making me dance. I was like, wait, what? I thought this was like a choir.
Yeah, I got roped into choir because of that one.
Sorry, no. But anyway, so then I realized it was like a local acting group. And they're like, you made it in. And I didn't understand it all the way. And so my senior year, I'm like, guess I'm like in an acting group now. So,
oh my gosh.
But she was in that. But we were all friends still before. It's kind of weird because those friends I did music with were also friends with her and her friends because they did this acting group together before. But they pulled me into it on my senior year, so I got to know them all a lot better.
Oh.
So we were like best friend group.
She was the lead and I was the supporting actor.
You were the background dancer.
I was the governor. I had like
no,
pass
you were
out.
The mayor.
Or the mayor. Yeah.
What? Not as important as the governor.
And she was Kim McAfee. Is that your character's name?
I was Kim McAfee.
She's Kim McAfee. Actium's production of
Bye Bye Birdie.
Bye Bye Birdie.
Oh.
2011.
Look it up. Claim to fame. Just kidding. Look it up.
No, I don't even remember what year it was.
The thing is, she didn't want to. She wanted to be my friend, but she, like, if I would have tried anything, it would have been a hard no.
Not
I. Are you guys the same age?
She was popular, and yeah. She was like the everyone wanted to know who she was, and I was the opposite of that. So
that's hilarious. No, we're same, but opposite. He was the
The popular guy.
Popular and I was kind of in the shadows, but
our son pooped his pants.
Oh, did he?
So
well,
after this, you get to change it.
All right. Sounds good.
So yeah, that's how we met. But it's, I was just saying, our first kiss was playing Spin the Bottle.
Oh, you're revealing that, huh?
Said group of friends.
Yeah, it like was the same group of friends. Not a good idea. Honestly, like in retrospect now, it's like
the bottle. Oh, no. I would die.
Well, and the best, like we almost had a terrible, terrible situation with that because my brother.
So basically, I would have kissed my brother.
So if we let him play, which we did not for some weird reason, we're like, no, you can't play. But if he would have, like, it would, that just, you know.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I did
awkward family dinners.
Yep, you did the math. You figured it out.
Awkward family dinners.
Awkward family dinners. Anyways, so remember when we kissed?
That was our first kiss, but we were still just friends until
after
so when you guys played Spin the Bottle, did you guys, like, kiss in front of everybody? Or is it one of those where you, like, go to the laundry room?
I kept going no, not one of those.
What were you playing?
Are these your version.
I've just seen it in the movies.
Are these your party years that Shay is talking about?
The party years.
Definitely.
7 minutes in heaven.
My God.
No, but I wanted to keep spinning Marin, but I just never did. Like, my friends did, but I didn't. I was, like, a couple times. She was... no, I could get in all the details. She was the best kisser for sure. Like, I remembered that.
That is hilarious.
Like, I always thought about, like, holy cow, Marin is such a good kisser. Oh, that's gosh. Crazy.
Stop. Stop.
It's the you guys, this is the men best. Tell all episode.
Okay, I revoke that.
Did you think we
that.
Wouldn't tell all?
Raw and unedited.
Raw and unedited. Because our group of friends were like singy, dancey, acty people.
Yeah.
Dallin pulled them all in and pulled off like the most epic proposal ever.
It was pretty epic because I knew because she like had all the friends and did all the stage stuff. I was like, it's got to be a big thing, you know?
Yeah,
I can't fail at this. So we got all of her friends together and coordinated this big dance number to I Can't Help Falling in Love with You, which is your favorite song, right? Dancing, singing, they all would step forward and do solos and stuff.
And so did you know what was happening?
She didn't know what was happening. So I did this trope where I was like, we're going to go to this show. And all of the audience that was there were her friends and family.
But she didn't realize it. It was dark in the theater. Dark. So I didn't notice when I walked in.
Are you serious?
And then, like the curtains open and the lights go on and it's like all my best friends.
Oh my God.
And then I pulled
and
her
then
up.
He was gone and he told me he was going to the bathroom. But then he comes out in like a tuxedo and I was like, how'd you do that?
And then I brought her up on the stage and sang the last line of the song and then asked her to marry me. She said yes. And then everyone celebrated and sang more.
I want to know how you proposed.
All right, so I also was still trying to dig out of that deep hole that I was in. So I knew I had to go big as well, but I didn't have really any talents or skills to go big myself. So
I rented
a hot air balloon. And
that's huge!
We went up to Park City. She didn't know what was going on. It was really early, like 6:30 a.m.
6 a.m.
And so...
And Oms doesn't like getting up early.
Yeah, she doesn't. She's not a morning person.
Okay. First of all.
I repeat, she is not a morning person.
To the story.
Wait, does Oms like mornings?
Oh my gosh.
Not at all.
Yep, then we get to the top of the ride and the guy is like, because Shay had worked it out with him before, but the guy's like, does anyone have any business to take care of? What? And I was like, to pee? Like, I thought he was talking about, I need to go to the bathroom. I'm like, we're at the top of this ride. Like, we're on the highest part. And that's when he...
What a weird question to ask, though.
I know, it was so funny. So we took care of some business. And then I landed and our whole family was there. So it was kind of fun.
Okay, so question for Shay and Dallin. What is one thing you love or remember about your wedding day?
This is a good one.
Wow. Starting out strong. We had this crazy photographer guy, and like we had a reception at this golf course, and he had us like riding this golf cart, taking all these random pictures.
Oh yeah,
that was kind of a thing that stands. Besides all the greatness of the day,
if
you're asking me, you just pick something that was like
different. No, but what was kind of cool about our wedding, though, is since we had known each other in high school, it was kind of like this huge reunion with everybody. So it was kind of fun. Like, it was...
like a high school
It
reunion.
Was kind of like a high school.
More of my fans.
High school.
Oh my gosh. So I have an undying love for Promptly Journals. And I'm so grateful that they're sponsoring us for this episode. I love that they were created by a mom who just wanted to make memory keeping easy and not overwhelming, because that's exactly what they are.
It's so true. And I actually have all three of the ones that they offer. So they have a childhood one, which is 0 to 18 years. It includes pregnancy as well in there too. And then they have a love story one, which I love because I've been able to document mine and Shay's story and just our memories. And then they have a travel one, which is so cute.
They also recently created a healing journal, I saw, for moms who have miscarried, one for infertility.
Okay, what? This is amazing.
It also, I think, makes a really great gift if you know someone who goes through a miscarriage or is going through infertility, and yes, maybe often you struggle with knowing what to give or what to say.
It's just prompts made easy, and it's just simplified all journaling.
Well, and it honestly saves you time and money. This literally lasts their entire life. And it's one really special, beautiful journal for me to keep forever.
And did you hear that they have an app for it too?
Yeah, isn't that cool?
I'm so
they just
excited.
Released that app. So you can do the app now and make it even that much easier.
Totally.
You honestly think you won't forget to journal or to document for your kids. And
it's
then all
so
of a
true.
Sudden it will occur
They're
to
like
me.
5 years old and you're like, shoot,
yeah.
I'm like backtracking when they were three.
And the journals are so cute that you can really just keep them like in plain sight.
Yeah, I have them on my build it, like on our shelves. They're so cute.
And it's fun to journal in the Promptly journal.
And childhood is just so fleeting. Like the things and the prompts that they give you in there too are so good. And the things that I would want to have documented anyway.
So Promptly journals are now available online and at Anthropology. And they have been so awesome to give us a discount code for our wonderful listeners. The code is MAMAHOOD15. For 15% off of your order.
They don't do discounts that often. That's awesome.
They really don't. So yeah, make sure that you take advantage of this and use code MAMAHOOD15 for 15% off of your Promptly journal. Okay, back to the show.
What about for you guys?
What something was the question? You, I was changing Hudson's bum. For anyone that was wondering.
Something you love or remember about our wedding day.
You were gorgeous the whole day. You looked amazing. I just thought it was like, it was really, our reception is one of the things that I remember like the most, because it was just, I remember sitting there and looking around or standing in the line and thinking, wow, we've just thrown a very expensive and massive party for everyone else except for so me.
True. Yeah, because you're like starving.
Because you're standing there the whole time. I can't eat those crepes. I can't drink those drinks. I got to keep shaking everybody's hand.
Yeah, that's
kind of
true.
Yeah. I can see why people bag it and take the trip. Like, yeah. Take the money and run.
What was your first fight?
Well, who should tell this one?
Well, this is the men tell all episode.
Oh, okay, go for it. Just make sure you throw in some swear words and stuff, too.
This is the best fight ever.
We're in our little one-bedroom apartment, and had just eaten dinner. Aubrey was just going out of her way to make a dessert.
Oh,
and just being the best wife ever.
Wow.
And she got the dessert out, brownies, on this new pan that we got, obviously, from our wedding. And started cutting the brownies on the new pan just with a knife, like a real knife, not like a plastic knife or...
a butter knife.
A sharp knife. And just
a real knife.
Butter knives aren't real.
So. I know.
Creating these huge marks in our brand new pan.
Oh my gosh.
This is the
backtrack. I was cutting
There's nothing
him.
To backtrack.
No. How ungrateful. I just slaved over a box of brownies for him. I'm cutting him a piece. He comes over. This is the worst part. Not only does he get mad, he comes over and he squishes his fingers like smushing my brownies to show me where my marks are made on the brand new pan. And I was like, are you serious? I just made you brownies and now you just ruined them. And he's like, are you serious? Our pan is just ruined and it's brand new. So I think I
that's amazing
was in the
wrong.
So are we doing
no.
Are you gonna do a poll?
You can eat brownies however yeah. if they're smushed or
we're gonna do a poll on this because how rude is that? Like, would I ever come to something you have created and just been like, what's this? Like, I would never ruin something.
but you were ruining the pan.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And I still ate every last brownie.
How rude is that, though? How rude. What about you guys? Do you remember your first fight?
Yes. Very thoroughly remember our first fight.
Miriam's like, I don't remember.
I went to a prestigious elementary school.
Oh my gosh.
And Maren went to this uneducated place.
Oh.
And
my God.
We both learned a song about the states.
Oh.
And Maren learned it wrong.
You guys talked about this the other day. Is it still a fight?
Oh, it's ongoing. It was
yeah,
the first
it sounds
and
like
it, will,
it, has
it
not
will be
been
the last.
Resolved.
There's a part in the state song. Okay. It's a song where you sing all
Ask
the
him.
States.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. If you guys know the song, you tell me the
50
United States, that one. Okay, where is it? Okay, it goes New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina,
nope.
North Dakota, Ohio,
is that how
Oklahoma,
you learned it?
Oregon, Pennsylvania.
To be honest, I don't remember.
Rhode Island, South
he
Carolina,
know
South
states.
Dakota, Tennessee, Texas. That's the right way to sing it, but she sings it like this really weird way. And so we've fought about it ever since.
I'm with you, Mayor.
What's the weird way
sing
you sing
it? I sing the same way you do. Does it sound weird to you?
No, I thought it sounded great.
Yeah. Thank you, Shay.
I'm on Mayor's side on that.
It's sing the real
basically,
sing the right
we were
the
like just arguing about whether this.
But this isn't a joke.
It's because
like,
you
no,
both are
like
singer-songwriters.
We hardcore argued about this. For
have you
a
YouTubed
long time.
It? Or?
We
did,
it
and mine was right.
No, the YouTube one was wrong. It was both,
but
it wasn't either of ours.
We did go as far as to call my 10-year-old nephew, who is currently in the
yeah.
fifth grade, and ask him how it was, and it was mine.
And he goes to a bad school, too, you know. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, you guys asked me
that
the
check those
other
ratings.
Day. It's the best.
Okay, what is something small that me and Obs do that was surprising after you got married to us? Just something that surprised you about our being married to me and Obs. I say small because I just don't want to get into the bigger things.
Pretty quickly after we got married, I remember
in
I
a
was
good way.
I was eating some grapes. Oh, anyway, I was eating some grapes, and then I had some crackers, and I was just snacking.
And just
I remember
like
looking
you are
over,
now.
I was looking out right, just like right now, and I remember looking over at Maren, and it looked like she had this face, you know, just like of a lot of anger being welled up in her. We're looking over at me like, what's wrong? She's like, I can hear you chewing.
Oh my God.
You can hear me chewing? What? She, like, it's not like she dislikes it when people chew. Like, she hates it when people are chewing.
That's good to know.
So,
if I can
you're
hear
around
it.
Maren, if she can hear you chewing, she's cringing and dying
hard
on
pass
the inside.
On that.
That's a small thing.
Cringing.
That I didn't
Thank you.
Expect.
I'm afraid.
What did you not expect?
Well, I could go down that road with more milk slurping, but
you didn't.
Let's hear it.
But I'll go with something better. Nicer.
So rude. Yeah, do the nicer
yeah.
one.
So anyways.
Does she slurp milk weird? Is that
oh
what you're gonna
say? Oh my gosh.
Pretty loud.
Okay, I live on Special K. Like Special K I could have for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And he has to be so judgy about how I eat it. So,
it's all
but
right.
It's just kind
well,
of
let's hear your better one.
Yeah,
let's hear your better one.
This one's really much better.
Okay. And like obviously,
and sweeter.
I don't like chewing and eating sounds, so me and you can never eat cereal together.
Yeah. Bad combination.
Yeah, I would drive you insane.
So, early on, one thing that caught me by surprise is just
oh.
how tender Aubrey is for
Aww.
Other people. Like she'd be scrolling through Facebook and not even know the person and start crying about whatever's happening to that person in their life. Or
that's and, the nicest thing he's ever said.
Wow, Dallin. Dallin.
Yeah, well, now I feel like
step
jerk.
It up, Dallin. Say something nice right now.
No,
come
that's
on.
Just something oh. small that surprised me.
That's nice. It's true. I'm an easy crier.
Yeah.
I'm also an easy crier.
Marin's very easy crier. Mm-hmm. So we're watching like the Olympics and the shot putter like threw the ball pretty good. And I look over and Marin's like crying. I was like, sweetie, what's wrong? She's like, just so happy he had his dreams come true.
Oh, that's sweet. I love it when people achieve their dreams.
If someone achieves their dreams, Marin's, she's lost
it. America's Got Talent, Golden Buzzer, can't handle it. Not even for a second. Okay. Oh, go ahead.
Okay, what surprised you most about pregnancy and birth?
Most? Whoa. I mean, like, I got a billion things.
Oh, no.
That I could list off.
Here it comes.
I'll let you go first. Well, it's your turn first.
I mean, that is loaded. I mean...
What, just off the bat, were you like, What the heck? Like, did not expect that.
Yeah.
About the whole pregnancy.
I mean, the whole process is just...
It's insane.
Insane, yeah.
It's like, how is this even possible?
Right.
There were multiple times I was like, how does every person do this? I don't like half. Sorry. How does every half of the persons do this? Like, it's insane. The thing to me is I was just like beyond impressed. Like, I can never complain again. There's nothing I can ever complain about because this process is so grueling to watch. Like, I just feel like you guys go through so much that I just didn't realize. Like, I just figured, okay, yeah, you get pregnant, and then the delivery's really hard. Like, I knew that. Like, the delivery's going to be really difficult for my wife. But I did not realize that the whole 9 months leading up to it is also grueling and difficult to do.
And, yeah, there's no really break.
No. No, there's not. Yeah.
From, the very beginning to the end, it's grueling, like you said, and...
Like, was I more fun?
Sometimes. I mean, I think the emotions also kind
they
of
come out,
they come out sure. more during the pregnancy stages as well.
The other thing, too, is I'm terrible at, like, cuts and blood and stuff. Like, I'm very bad at that. It makes me queasy and everything, and I have a really hard time being at a doctor's office, too. Like, I have irrational fears about doctors, and we won't go into that. But... I was amazed by how, like, being in that moment when Marin was delivering, especially with Hudson, because, like, we never experienced this before. It's new for both of us, right? So that process of the delivery was just such, like, a beautiful, amazing thing to watch her do something that incredible and that beautiful. That whole process was just so, it wasn't queasy or scary or, like, like other doctor's visits.
That's
so true.
That's how he acted, and I was surprised. I'm like,
it's beautiful. It really, it's like a beautiful process. It's hard to explain.
She didn't even think I'd be good with a newborn.
I know, and all of a sudden he was like holding our oldest, and I was like, do you know how to hold him? Yeah, you do know how to hold him. He was really good.
And then she started crying.
Okay.
I thought you guys would say something like the placenta looked weird or something.
Yeah. Placenta was
those
way
were
cool.
Good. Those were good answers.
I was looking at the placenta like every time. I'm just like, that's a cool thing.
Okay, this one I specifically know was from a listener. What is something you wish you would have known before becoming a dad?
I mean, since it's not something you really can prepare for, no matter how much you talk to other dads, or I think that was something that was most surprising, mm-hmm. just how much love you have.
Mm-hmm.
And then how much you don't think you can have more love for additional children, but then just how that love continues to grow. And
Shay's a little bit different in the fact that, like, he literally would rather just be with the kids all day long. Like, not everyone's like that, I feel like.
Obviously, there are some things that were adjustment, but I felt like that role, that there's just some innate things that just come out, I think.
He just is, like... the kid person. Like, that's why I joke that he was supposed to be the stay-at-home mom. And like, he just, it's just something he loves. Like, he comes home from work and it's just like this something that's built inside of him that's just supposed to be a dad.
Sounds like it was natural.
Yeah.
Okay, Dal, what was something you wish you would have known before becoming a dad?
Two things that might be a little bit contradictory. I wish I would have known how hard it was going to be, but also how naturally it would come. It's kind of a combo of both of them. For me, I feel like the like protect this person, provide for this person came like immediately. I felt this obligation, all of a sudden all this anxiety around like making sure they're safe, and like I was overly like concerned with Hudson when he was a little baby. Like, is he laying right? he must be, I think he's moving wrong. Like, is he breathing okay? And I had a lot of stress. And it took me, Marin contestants, it took me a long time to learn the stuff. Like, I was really bad at all of the things. Like, swaddling him up. And no, I was at first. I was at first, and it took some time. And I feel like it's been a skill that I've worked really hard on developing, being able to do those you know, parent-type things.
I love that, because I think it's the same for moms, too. Like, sometimes it feels more naturally than others, and...
Then it's funny, and you get to number three, and you're like, throw them in the crib and give them the bottle and say good luck.
But that's the thing, is I almost feel like becoming a parent, if I could go back and talk to myself beforehand, says like, you just need to be patient, and you need to be humble enough to accept the fact you don't know what you're doing.
I love that. I think it's so important to see and recognize that for yourself, too. You know, I think that's awesome. If you could describe us as moms in one word, what would it be?
Mm-hmm. You get to go first.
I have to go first. I have been the most impressed with Marin in watching her be a mom. Like, I feel like I'm constantly learning from her and how she is with these kids. So my one word would be perfect, but I know you probably don't want me to say that sort of thing.
No, never say that.
Okay.
Again.
So I really do, like, she loves kids. I would say, compassion. There's my one word. She cares so deeply about and can tell about the like slightest things that these kids are feeling. Like, it's insane. I have the time I don't even realize it, and she's good at helping me be like, because that's what we've have this dynamic where I kind of like lay down the hammer. I don't know, that sounds like really mean, but like, I have the rules, right? And then she's got the compassion side, so we help each other that way. And yeah, so compassion's my word for you.
Thanks, Del.
The funny word would be like anxious, I think, with the kids. Like, it's like constant worry about them. It's like in the middle of the night, 2 a.m. being woken up. Down, there might be an earthquake. Go, can you go take the pictures off the wall in Hudson's room? They're going to fall on his head, and then we're going to have to go to the hospital.
Yeah, I was going to say, that would, anxious is a great way to describe Aubrey as well.
Oh, man.
But... what's as yours? Far as another word,
oh no,
you make it seem like I'm gonna say bad things every time.
What is it? I'm just actually impressed at how flattering they've been this episode.
I know, like, I thought they'd be so rude.
I know.
Okay, I don't know how to take
who
that.
They were married to.
Okay, what's the word?
So, the word is thoughtful. I feel like she's just really thoughtful in everything she does with the kids.
That is the nicest thing.
You know, activities and structure and timing and little things. Puts thought into all things.
This has been like therapy for us. This has been great.
We love you guys. Like, we're in love with our wives. Surprise.
Okay, here's our last husbands tell all question, and then we'll dive into the little last portion. What has been your biggest challenge as a dad, like a specific thing in parenting?
I mean, the easy one is discipline. I feel it's just with each kid, and
the easy answer,
that's the easy answer, right? But I mean, you feel the weight of these souls in your hands, and you're trying to help them along, but also not, you want them to learn on their own and gain experiences and not just give them everything. So finding that balance between letting them learn and just doing everything for them, protecting them, or that's, I feel, is what's been the most challenging.
Yeah, I can agree with you with that for sure. Mine, and I think piggybacking off that, I've had to dial back the amount. I think I have to get that balance of, like, I'm making myself sound like I'm some like freaking jerk. I'm not. It just, like, I really, Marin calls me a turtle all the time because she's like, you just prefer to stay in like your shell and stuff. Like, if we're out at the mall, I'd prefer the kids being in the stroller as opposed to being out running around, because I'm just stressed about managing them and everything. But like, I'm trying to be better at that. The other thing that's been really hard for me that I've like had to focus on and like become a lot better at is compartmentalizing. Like, when I get home and I pull in the driveway every day, I take a deep breath and I try and just drain everything from the day out, and then come home and be the best that I can be when I get home.
Yeah.
Because I get so focused on work and the providing side that a lot of times I was finding that bleeding into parenting. I'd be annoyed easily or like disconnected, but I've tried really hard to make sure like, okay, when I get home, I'm home. When I'm at work, I'm at work. Separate the two, you know?
Okay. Okay. So real quick, let's talk about our love languages really fast. What are your guys' love languages and how do you, I guess, like it to be expressed and express it to each other?
Hers, I mean, would definitely be service. She, yeah, that's what she responds.
Yeah, like if someone were to make me a meal and bring it on my doorstep, I like, I almost am in tears every time because I'm like, are you serious? Like, good, to I've me, that is, that is like the biggest, like I just, for some reason, any, or if he like cleans my car or if he cleans the house, I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Or lets her sleep in back to the morning.
Not a morning person.
Yeah, he lets me sleep in and I'm like, this is Evan. So yeah, I would say it's that.
Okay, what Shay's love language?
All of them.
All of them?
With a big sigh.
Yes, at the same time.
With an eye roll on the
His
side.
His are two hand in hand, like close together. It's quality time for sure is like at the very top. And physical touch is like right up there.
Right next to him.
Yeah. So like for us, it's putting our phone away and spending time with him, which is hard. And like when you're trying to do all these different like podcasts or blogs or whatever, I'm always like my phone.
When you're
is,
an influencer, right?
Ew, I hate that. Stop. We're not.
When you do so Shay, how does it feel to have an influencer?
Please, that's I a whole other podcast.
Oh, I hate that. But so like putting our phone away is from like 6 to 8 at night. Shows like, mm-hmm. Okay, here's like quality yeah. time together. Or he's Mr. Disneyland. Like he loves planning trips.
Yeah, come with us.
We love Disneyland.
Aubrey still,
she says she doesn't like Disneyland.
I know. I'm working on it.
We gotta get her on the Disneyland right. train.
Okay, we're taking Shay and your kids with
sweet.
Us.
Sweet.
We can have the week off.
That sounds so dreamy.
I just want to say, I agree. Having work hours is so important. We got to the point where we're realizing we're on our phones so much doing work stuff where I'm on my laptop. This is like the bane of Marin's existence. And so putting that away is just, yeah, it's awesome. You guys
well, and I think too, it's important. I mean, obviously we mentioned you edit all of our podcasts. Mm-hmm. So you guys do a lot of work from home.
We've
so
been together. Up at like yeah. 2 or 4 in the morning sometimes editing yeah. the podcast. So yeah, it's good. But that's quality time we get to spend together, right?
She's like, that doesn't count.
She's like, it's work now.
Most of the time, it's me falling asleep, and then Dallin keeps being like, Maren, wake up. I'm not going to do this
it's for your
you.
Podcast, wake up.
Wake up.
It's Maren. Your podcast, wake up. I get a text at 4 a.m. It's up.
That's me like in the back, like, I'm done, Maren.
Oh, anyway, you guys are so
well,
great.
Behind the scenes, Kate, Dallin's love language is words of affirmation.
Yes, it is.
And I would say physical touch is up there for him too, but like
definitely words.
Words of affirmation. And it's taken me a minute to realize that it's not just like, hey Dal, like
good
you're
job,
super
buddy.
Cute. Love you.
You're killing it.
It's like really, really reassuring and like taking the time to.
Because I don't believe anybody. So I have to be convinced that someone thinks
like,
something.
Do you write him love notes?
Basically, like, we're in a courtroom, and I'm a lawyer, like, presenting evidence as to why I love him. Through words.
Oh, wow.
Eloquently.
I love that. But she is so good with words. It's
she
a perfect,
is. That's a good. Yeah. That's why we're a good pair.
Yeah.
Yep.
She's
What's
really
mine,
good
though?
With words.
Maren's love language is a pairing of... Definitely number one is quality time. Second is physical touch. And they're pretty close together.
Physical touch only from you.
Yes, only from me. Oh, she, like if someone, yeah.
Are you a hugger? Like, do you like hugging people?
I used to be a big hugger, but it's like since I've had kids for some reason.
You're just like
maybe
touched
it's because
out?
I feel like I get too much. Like I'm touched always out. Yeah. being touched.
Yeah. Aubrey uses that yeah. those words, touched out. I'm on the daily.
Oh my god!
So I really love physical touch from my husband and my kids, but
because like
time
in high
sure.
school and like all these other times I've known Maren, she was like the most like bubbly, hugging everybody, arms around everybody, like all stuff. And then having kids, she's like, this is where I am. This is my domain. I touch my kids and my husband, no one else.
My gosh. That's awesome, though. But yeah, I like quality time. Same. Like, I would always prefer to do like a fun experience,
for me, I'm very introverted. Like, I'm so introverted. Sometimes, like, I just think about being on the top of a mountain by myself, just like taking in the wind. Being like, oh, that's nice.
That's like your dream.
But at the same time, so it's been good for me. Like, Maren's like saying, learn how to be in the courtroom with me to prove, I don't know. But I've also learned how to, like, okay, not being with Maren right now could be communicating something, right? I got to think about that. Like, make sure that we're showing those love languages. Important to know that for sure.
I just want to give a little plug though for our listeners that just like talking about this is so
great. Go take the test if you don't know what you are, because it's so interesting.
Well, and not even just saying like this is mine, but expressing like how it needs to be expressed to you.
Because, well, and we naturally receive and naturally give love differently too.
Yeah. So like free test, right? Free counseling.
Yeah. Like, how do you naturally give love?
I think I naturally give service. Well, I naturally stress out about whether they know I love them or not.
Yes.
I naturally.
I think you naturally, the people you're close with, it's physical touch is your natural one.
But like to other
people. But to other people, yeah, probably
your
service.
Your gifts, though, too. You give me a few gifts. That is so nice.
Yeah. Dallin, for sure, his like natural giving one is words. He's very wordy.
See, I'm not wordy and I'm not touchy. I feel like I just give time.
Yeah.
And I want time.
Yeah, true.
So I feel like I'm
want
easy.
Want and give. The same
you
thing.
You give both. Yeah, true. I'm words of affirmation. I'm always writing love notes
to you.
Yeah,
you're big on that.
Aww.
In a good way.
I'm an, like, when I was little, I'd always just write notes to my siblings and like pop it on their pillow. Like, I've always been kind of a note girl.
I used to write apology letters to my mom every time I did anything bad. And my mom saved all of them, and they are really sad.
Oh,
it's like 10-year-old me being like, I'm a horrible daughter.
Oh,
please forgive me.
You're so cute.
Side note. Okay, so before we do this ending thing, I do want to ask you our would you rather. Would you rather change a really horrible poopy diaper, like the worst of the worst kind of poopy diapers.
Okay.
Or
like the one I did with Hudson a minute ago.
Yeah. Or sit through an hour of Little Baby Bum / the most annoying kid show that you hate.
Little Baby Bum.
Yeah, definitely.
I can survive
easy.
Little Baby Bum.
Seriously?
Yeah. Really?
The poop would be over in like 2 seconds.
I would take
Is
the poop.
Is it because you have a man brain? When I stare at a screen like that, I can zone out and think of absolutely nothing.
And just cuddle.
Just zone out. Cuddle the kids, zone out.
Yeah.
I think it's that whole like men thing where like their brain can be thinking of nothing and it's not possible for
us. I know.
It's like when I watch Little Baby Bum, I'm like analyzing it the whole time. Okay. To end, Obs and I are just going to share our favorite quality about you guys as husbands and dads.
Aww. I'm going to need a minute to think about it.
Okay.
Oh man, he's the best. So, where do I begin?
Oh, God.
Shay is so fun, and he cracks me up every single day. So, sometimes he'll be more, like if he's with people he doesn't know, he's not going to be, like, the center of the room. But we'll go home, and we're laughing all night long. Like, he just is, like, always making me laugh. So, as a husband, he's fun to date. And I honestly have been most surprised at how he's been a dad. Like, motherhood doesn't come natural for me, but it comes natural for him. Like, fatherhood is so natural for him. So I've always just been like, he just takes the kids. He knows I'm up with the kids at night, and so he'll let me sleep in. Like, he just does so many things for me because he loves me. So he's the best.
Wow.
I get to sleep in tomorrow.
We'll see.
My favorite quality about Hudson.
Whoa, this could be a story for another day.
Hudson is our child's name. Don't worry. It's
wrong man.
Like an ex-boyfriend. My favorite quality.
An ex-boyfriend.
No. Really? At my stepmom's birthday party the other day, my dad gave her ruby earrings that she'd been wanting. And she said, thank you, Bob, which is her first husband's name.
And then she went, thank you, Bob. Covered her mouth. I'm so sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Both the names start with B though, so that's fine.
That's Barry Bob. Yes.
Okay, anyways,
sorry, go ahead.
My favorite quality about Dallin as a husband, I wrote about this actually recently, but he's always like the one to apologize first, or like make the harder but better choice in our marriage. Like, he's always the one to like humble himself and say like, I'm wrong, even if he wasn't wrong, or like to try and comfort me, or I don't know, like he's always just the one to think about me over himself, I guess. He's really selfless as a husband.
Well, look at this. Why don't we do this more often on the podcast? This is great.
And as a dad, I love how silly you are as a dad. I just love everything about you as a dad. I think that our kids are really lucky to have a dad that wants to spend so much time with them. Like, you're not annoyed at spending time with our kids, but just how silly you are with them. All of the funny, like, jokes and games and voices you do when you read books and...
Well, thanks. I got the Pooh Bear voice down for sure.
Yeah. Oh, we've got to hear it.
A small schmackerel of something delicious.
That is really good.
Hello, Hudson.
Our little boy's obsessed with Pooh Bear, and his Pooh Bear stuffed animal goes everywhere with us, so Dallin has to make him talk all the time.
Wait, I feel like you should talk Pooh Bear. You should talk Mickey Mouse.
Wait, do you do Mickey Mouse?
Oh, come Mickey Mouse on. Is good.
Who do you
come
do?
On, no. Don't you?
Yeah.
I can't do Mickey Mouse. I used to be.
No, he used to do Elvis, too. He is.
Let's
really
hear
good
it. Come on.
Come
just
on,
to
Shane,
end.
You can do it. I'm making a fool
no,
of myself.
No, Elvis is
too
more of the lip thing. It's not really the voice thing. So, I think we're good.
Just do it really fast.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, there we
do,
go.
Do you're all shook up.
I'm all shook up.
Yeah.
It's not really that great.
There we
I think
go.
Anyone can do
it
that.
Is. It no. totally is. I love it. Okay. Well.
Before you conclude, me and Shay have something to say. Okay. I've listened.
This is off the script.
I've listened, and I know he has as well. The hundreds, well not hundreds, probably 100 by now, right? Of hours of the two of you talking. Just have to say, you guys are absolutely amazing. You are killing it on this platform. I think it's one of the most uplifting and wholesome things I've ever listened to, and I've had the privilege of working on, and it's worth every minute that we're home with the kids while you guys are doing this, because you're making an impact, and it's very easy to see, and you're both awesome.
Oh, well, that's so nice. Dan.
Yeah. Ditto. Couldn't say better than that.
So, like, where can our listeners find you guys?
Where can our listeners find you?
Well, you can find us on...
Instagram?
We're debating between a few names.
Yep. We're thinking either Dadahood or Papahood, so tell us what podcast you want us to start. Yeah, we're going to start a podcast.
This is the start of just the start.
Many seasons.
Yeah.
You guys are the best. Well, thanks for coming on our podcast. We love you. I love you. I don't love you, Shay. That'd be awkward.
just like spin the ball.
I love you in like a child of God way. We'll edit that out. We'll edit that out. We'll take that out. Dallin and I have a podcast.
You can find me on the podcast that me and Maren do called Both of Us Podcast, and we're going to relaunch pretty soon. I also do a podcast called He Rambles, because Maren said if anyone listens to this, all they're going to say is he rambles. So go check those out if I wasn't too annoying for all of you guys.
I love that. Thanks, you guys, for being on the show.